Beach Boys on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. 4 minutes to go until 1 o'clock. We'll check news at 1 o'clock. And we've got new music coming your way from Stephen Dawes. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up right after Sports and Weather. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast for both personal and professional use. They offer tools that add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video. They also have noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. For more information on how to reprocess audio and video, go to remastermedia.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action this weekend, Pitt and Penn State are both off. Pitt quarterback Phil Jurkovec has started taking snaps at tight end this week in practice, and he is expected to remain there. This according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and ESPN. That means that Pitt's backup QB, Christian Velu, would be next in line to start. Ohio State is without running back Trevaeon Henderson for its game against Maryland today. Texas starting defensive back Ryan Watts will not play against Oklahoma. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are hosting Teal this evening. Game time 7 o'clock. The Tartans are 4-1, including 4-1 in the conference. The Teal Tomcats are 2-3 overall. And the Pittsburgh Steelers will be without four, maybe five starters when they take on the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow. The Steelers have listed Alex Highsmith as questionable heading into the game. That means he'll be a game time decision. The Ravens, meantime, say they need to shut down running back Najee Harris in order to beat the Steelers on Sunday.
But he's Porch Weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 59. Slight chance of showers overnight. Mostly cloudy. Low 44. Chance of showers on Sunday with a high of 56. Columbus Day is Monday. Mostly cloudy with a high near 56 degrees. Right now, just ahead of news here on Radio 9, looking at 54 in Beaver County, 51 in Butler, 51 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 53 at WRCT. New music from Stephen Dawes is going to take us to news time.
Last week you told me about your parents, how you really think they're way too overbearing, and how you want some independence. Go off to college, meet someone that makes your mother anxious. Well, it could be me.
From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Just story news in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. U.S. President Joe Biden is being strongly criticized for moving ahead with building parts of a wall at the country's southern border, despite a campaign promise not to. Mexico's president, though, says he doesn't see it happening. FSN's Caroline Malone reports from Washington.
The Mexican president Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Friday the U.S. government doesn't want to build a new wall on its border and that he doubted the planned construction would be carried out. Well, that despite the White House confirming they would be moving forward on building parts of the wall because the money had already been appropriated by Congress and they couldn't legally change that. Border crossings between the US and Mexico have surged since COVID-19 pandemic laws, known as Title 42, blocking people from entering, were lifted. Border crossing agents picked up more than 200,000 people just last month, the largest ever number.
The Nobel Peace Prize has gone to Iranian activist Narges Mohammadi. The committee praised what they called her fight against the oppression of women in Iran, as FSN Stuart Smith reports.
The Nobel Committee describes Mohammadi as an advocate for equality and human rights, a campaigner against the use of the death penalty, and a leader of last year's women's rights protests against the government in Iran. Currently behind bars, she's been convicted 5 times, arrested 13, and in total sentenced to 31 years in prison for multiple charges, including spreading propaganda against the state. The head of the Norwegian Nobel Committee says he hopes Iranian authorities will release her so she may accept the award in December.
Former US President Donald Trump is endorsing Congressman Jim Jordan's bid for Speaker of the House of Representatives. Congress's lower chamber has been paralyzed this week after Kevin McCarthy was ousted from his role by members of his own Republican Party. Ever since Benji Hire reports.
Posting on his Truth Social account, Donald Trump said the Ohio representative would make a great speaker. Trump's own name had been floated by some members, but despite being intrigued and flattered by the idea of taking the gavel, he insists he's entirely focused on running for the Oval Office again. His endorsement, though, could go a long way for Jim Jordan as he tries to fill the vacant seat of power and take control of a rudderless House. Republican Majority Leader Steve Scalise has also thrown his hat in the ring, having long eyed the position. Whoever goes for it has an almighty task of actually getting the votes to win, something that took McCarthy 15 attempts back in January, and they'll face the challenge of governing a deeply rifted legislature. Benji Hire, Washington.
Business in the US added more than 330,000 jobs last month, considerably higher than expected. The latest US Labor Department data, though, could push the Federal Reserve to continue interest rate hikes for longer. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Music move me around. I'll sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend.
Getting us started at the 1 o'clock hour, 108. Much more music time. I noticed in that newscast they had nothing about the situation that is unfolding right now in Israel. If you have not heard already, an attack overnight in Israel attributed to Hamas has left hundreds of people dead and at least 1,000 injured now, are they? These reports are very sketchy coming out of the Gaza Strip. An unprecedented surprise early morning attack has killed dozens and stunned the country of Israel. Israel has declared war against Hamas and has launched airstrikes in Gaza, vowing to inflict an unprecedented price. That's a quote. At least 100 dead, about 1,000 injured, according to AP and UPI. BBC also reporting the same. The incursion began this morning. Not good. President Biden has expressed his support for Israel to defend itself. It's reviving memories, people are saying, of the 1973 Yom Kippur War, which is practically almost exactly 50 years ago today. History doesn't repeat, but it rhymes, doesn't it? Radio 9 with Jay Ferber, 110, much more music time. 412-385-7450, also on Mastodon, Facebook, and host of Jay Ferber Show. Here's Bill Neal and the Rondells.
Jay Thurber.
Go, go, Tiger!
In the car on his way to Maryland, called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear Paul McCartney and Wings. You say them, we play them on the Big 900 in stereo. Keeping the oldies alive on Pittsburgh radio every Saturday afternoon from noon to 3.
Try and start sleeping in the morning so we miss him all together.
Everybody loves to cha-cha-cha. Little children like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. Ooh, everybody likes to cha-cha-cha. Took my baby to the hop last night, and what to my surprise, when we got there, she hit me with the news right between the eyes. Yeah, she said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She couldn't, no, she couldn't cha-cha-cha. Ooh, my baby couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, they'd play some other dance. But we sat there for an hour and a half, and we never got a chance. For every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Tom Dooley, T-for-2, cha-cha-cha. Ooh, every number was the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, there's only one thing we can do. Take you by the hand, I'm gonna teach this dance to you. Then I taught her 1, 2, ooh, 1, 2, and up now, baby, and back now. That's right, turn now, right, let's cross now. Ooh, I taught my baby how to cha-cha-cha. We kept on dancing, and was I surprised, for you see, doing it better than me. Now my baby loves to do the cha-cha-cha. Ooh, she loves to do the cha-cha-cha. She likes her, ooh, she likes the cha-cha-cha. Ooh, everybody likes the cha-cha-cha. They do it 1, 2, all right, 1, 2, and up now, all right, back now. All right, baby, let's cross now, and turn now. Whoa.
Sam Cooke here on Radio 9. 123, much more music time. New music coming your way from probably some band or some group. How about Molly Moore with new music coming up here in just a moment after we check weather and also a couple of other important announcements of interest to you, our valued listener. What the hell did that even mean? Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Attic Records in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by the unit. Attic Records is at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about records and new releases, call 412-821-8484 or find them online at atticrecordstoreinc.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I see this week that the newspapers in Pittsburgh, we still have them for now, are reporting that John Gary passed away. Everybody else kind of knew this. It was on Pittsburgh radio and TV online and all over the trade papers, but somehow the Post-Gazette and the Tribune Review just discovered that John Gary passed away at the age of 91. Gary was one half of the O'Brien and Gary Morning Show for many, many years here in Pittsburgh. Also did some solo work out at 620.
That horrible place in Greensburg,
as he used to say. And yeah, very sorry to hear that. My sympathies to all of his many, many friends, colleagues, family in the Pittsburgh area and beyond. I only met John on a few occasions, and I actually had been thinking about him recently. I was thinking I had his number, and I thought I should call him and see if he would be on this Shebeen. But then I thought, nah, he doesn't even know who I am. He's kind of not going to remember who I am. But. Sad, big influence on me, big influence on a lot of people in the business, mentored a lot of people and was a friend to a lot of people in the business. So deeply sorry to hear about John Gary's passing. We'll hear a little bit of O'Brien and Gary later on in the show. Okay? All right. What else did we want to tell you about here on the Radio 9 show? When you're growing up, you need the connection that a family provides, especially in your teenage years. Family is important. Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids, is a new podcast that tells the compelling real-life stories of youth in foster care on their journeys toward adoption. It also provides informational resources from experts in the field of adoption. Navigating Adoption is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council and is hosted by April Dinwoodie. So let's get all of you Dinwoodies out for the big game this weekend and join us by visiting adoptuskids.org/podcast. You can also subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids, wherever you get your podcasts. And when you do, make sure to tell them that they should come up with a shorter title for the show.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Also, call them.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Call April Dinwoodie and say, April, how is your Dinwoodie? Chance of showers this afternoon, partly sunny skies otherwise, with a high near 56. Chance of showers overnight, cloudy low 44. Slight chance of showers on Sunday, partly sunny otherwise, with a high of 56. Columbus Day is Monday, chance of showers, partly sunny, with a high near 57. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 60. Wednesday, mostly sunny, and a high near 63 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 52 in Beaver County, 52 also in Butler and in Washington. It's 53 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 53 at WRCT with new music.
Said I'm living in a dream, kind of like my nightmare, staring through a screen. Even when you're right there, drink a water bottle, fill with cigarette ash. Try to make a good song, but it sounds like trash. Scrolling on the ground, poison to my brain. Thought I
tried to kiss me. Scrolling on the ground, poison to my brain. But I was okay, now I just feel insane. Why do I?
From Molly Moore here on Radio 9 at 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're rocking and rolling and barely controlling on this super solid gold Saturday. Hear the sound of those swinging medallions on Radio 9. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber's Dee Dee Sharp. Yeah. Some sad news. If you are headed out to the Grand Theater in Elizabeth this weekend to see their presentation of Oliver, due to COVID-19 exposure, this weekend's performances have been canceled. The show is expected to run next weekend, October 13th to 15th, at the Grand Theater in Elizabeth, with an extra added performance on October 12th, that's Thursday, at 7:30 p.m. You can get more information at MonValleyHappenings.com. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and post at Jay Thurber Show. We're going to check your radio calendar in a couple of minutes. We'll have more Stan Freberg coming your way, too, on this Columbus Day weekend. These are the Hollies on Radio 9, WIRCT, and Tube City Online Radio.
Out of your damn little pea-sized mind. What is wrong with you? Do you have any sense at all?
Okay.
Every day you do something stupider than you did the day before. That's, and I think there's right. no possible way right. he can all top right. that. Okay. But what do? You find a way, damn it, to top it. You are a professional idiot.
Hey, stop it!
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave. Show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down,
Some Kind of Sign on Radio 9 with the sound of the Versatones. Tones on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber and
everywhere this weekend things are happening.
Thur.
Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch this wonderful weekend with your radio.
Now, the moment you wait for every day on the radio, if it wasn't the time for the radio calendar, would I be able to do that with the radio calendar printout? I would not. Actual radio calendar items sent in by actual radio calendar listeners. Letter number one, dear Dave. No, sorry, got that mixed up. The Pittsburgh Savoyards present Gilbert and Sullivan's... I can never pronounce this, and I just heard them singing part of it on Larry Berger's show. Iolanthe, or the Pier and the Perry? A perfect combination resulting in a masterpiece full of fairies, forbidden love, and a sense of duty. It only takes one fairy to shake up the world of men. I beg your pardon. Who do you think you're talking to? I'll give you such a pinch. Imagine what could happen when you have a whole flock of fairies. I got nothing. Pittsburgh Savoyards, that's October 13th to October 22nd at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall, 300 Beechwood Avenue, Carnegie. For more information, pittsburghsavoyards.org. I probably should say nothing else or else I'm just going to get myself in trouble. That's what she said. Associated Artists of Pittsburgh presents Cutting Holes for Eyes, an exhibition of work by artists Nicole Sapinski and Senta Shoemaker. The exhibition is a combination of a two-year collaboration between Sapinski and Shoemaker, who sent sample pieces and finished pieces back and forth across the country. That's at the Associated Artists of Pittsburgh, 143rd Street in Lawrenceville, now through November 4th. For more information, aapgh.org. The Steel City Squares hosts monthly square dancing this fall. Dancers are beginner and family friendly with a live band and caller. Doors open at 7, dancing starts at 8, so let's get all of you squares out there to the Steel City Squares, 3832 Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. The next session, October 21st, the band will be Lackawanna Longnecks. More information about Steel City Square is available on Facebook. The Frick Pittsburgh, 7227 Reynolds Street in Pittsburgh, presents The Red Dress, a collaborative embroidery project. That opens this weekend and continues through January 28th. TheFrickPittsburgh.org or 412-371-0600. Carnegie Library of McKeesport welcomes author Joshua David Bellin Wednesday, October 25th at 6 p.m. His new novel is Myriad. He'll be discussing it at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, 1507 Library Avenue, 412-672-0625 or McKeesportLibrary.org. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, email radio-calendar at wrct.org. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is WRCT's Jay Thurber program, brought to you in part by Donahue's Downtown, Ray Wells Hamburgers, Allegheny Airlines, and viewers like you.
Hear the second half of Columbus Discovering America right after this.
Well, I finally improved my credit score.
What? The band is about to be discovered. Rock gods don't need to worry about credit scores. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, make ridiculous on-tour requests, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
I'm not banking my retirement on a band that's never left your garage.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
When we last left our heroes, mutiny was afoot, was being rumored on board the ship. And now we rejoin the cast of Stan Freberg Presents the United States of America, Volume 1.
What was that?
French horns.
No, no, I mean before that.
Oh,
there was a lookout. He sighted land.
Hooray!
Quickly, hand me the glass.
All right.
Now, the other one.
Oh. Oh.
To the New World.
Likewise.
All right, go ahead. Give the kid top billing.
Well, it was just a thought.
No, go ahead.
All right.
I claim this land in the name of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain.
Ho!
Well, first I stick the flag in the sand, and then I... Watch yourself, Admiral. Natives, they may be hostile.
Well, we're all a little hostile now and then. Some of us are able to sublimate, others can't adjust. You know how it is.
I know, but you better try and talk to them.
All right. Hello there. We white men, other side of ocean. My name, Christopher Columbus.
Oh, you over here on a Fulbright?
Huh? No, I'm over here on an Isabella, as a matter of fact. Which reminds me, I want to take a few of you guys back with me in the boat to prove I discovered you.
What do you mean, discover us? We discover you.
You discovered us?
Certainly. We discover you on beach here, is all how you look at it.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Well, at any rate, my men and I were wondering if you could spare a little food.
What kind num-nums you want?
Well, what is that strange-looking plant you're holding there, with little yellow kernels?
You mean this?
Yes. What is that?
French horns.
No. What you're holding in your hand.
Oh, corn.
That's what I thought it was. What else you got to eat around here?
Oh, berries, herbs, natural fruits, and organically grown vegetables.
Just as I suspected. What kind of a diet is that? That's why I've come here, to fulfill my dream.
You have a dream?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to talk about it?
I certainly would. My dream is to open the first Italian restaurant in your country. Give you some real food. Starches, spaghetti, cholesterol, all the better things. That's called progress, you see? Now, right here would be a good location for the restaurant. Ocean view and all that. Is there room for a parking lot?
You kidding? Whole country is parking lot.
I suppose. Well, I'd like to put a little deposit down on the property here.
Okay.
I only have a few doubloons on me, so... If you'll direct me to the nearest bank, I'll get a check cash.
You out of luck today. Bank's closed.
Oh? Why?
Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. We going out on that joke?
No, we do reprise of song. That help.
But not
much. Not
much,
no.
Yo-ho-ho and a buckskin sleeve. Now the white man's here, I guess it's time to leave. I go to war and fight like a shirt. Perhaps we can pick up some kind of work in an Indian extravaganza. Wyatt Earp or Bonanza.
Please don't call us, we'll call you.
Step aside, pal, meet the new
big cheeses of this round
I think that's exactly how it happened, but that's how Stan Freberg did it on Stan Freberg Presents the United States of America.
Well, yeah, here's the sound of the old days.
Jay Herbert.
Just for you.
Sports and weather coming up next, and then more new music on the other side of that. Stay tuned. I'm Jay Herbert, putting the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, the glide in your stride. This is Every Mother's Son on Radio 9.
Sun on Radio 9 at 157. Much more music time. New music from Whitworth coming up right after we take care of sports and weather. Join DJ Lee for an hour of funk, soul, disco, and jazzy electronic music tonight from 10 and 11, bringing the soul back to Pittsburgh on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Carnegie Mellon Tartans beat Allegheny last week by a score of 19-3. They're back in action this weekend at Gesling Stadium in the 11th annual Cindy Lackner Memorial Game. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock as they host Teal at Gesling Stadium in Oakland. Pitt and Penn State both are off this week. Pitt quarterback Phil Jerkovic might be moving to tight end permanently. According to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a source has confirmed to ESPN that Jerkovic is likely to remain at tight end for the rest of the year, and a backup QB would be next in line to start. This weekend, Ohio State without running back Trevaeon Henderson for its game against Maryland, and Texas starting defensive back Ryan Watts will not play against Oklahoma. The Steelers have listed Alex Highsmith as questionable heading into tomorrow afternoon's game in Week 5 as they take on the Baltimore Ravens at Acrisure Stadium. Najee Harris says he's tired of people piling on the Pittsburgh coaching staff during his team's sluggish start. He told reporters this week the coaches are not the ones who are playing soft. Harris did not name embattled offensive coordinator Matt Canada during his defense of the staff. Maybe he didn't have to. Quarterback Kenny Pickett practiced on Wednesday while wearing a brace on his bruised left knee. He expects to be ready to play against the Ravens.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Chance of showers this afternoon, partly sunny, high of 56. Showers overnight, mostly cloudy, low 44. Slight chance of showers on Sunday, partly sunny, high 56. Columbus Day, chance of rain in the morning, partly sunny, high of 57. Mostly sunny on Tuesday with a high near 60. Right now, 52 in Beaver County, 52 in Butler, 53 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level,
take a look down for me.
At the corner of Forbes and Morwood, 53 at WRCT.
Boy, gotta let me through. Take the look down for me. I need to see the real you. But gotta let me through. Some days are better than others. The fall always fades.
broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Take a look down for me.
At a Starbucks location in downtown Iowa City, voted to unionize, but so far no contract talks are scheduled.
The workers gathered last month with labor organizations to mark their decision. The store joins more than 360 Starbucks locations nationwide where workers have voted to join a union. The issues in the Iowa City location are not unique to the labor movement. Workers want better wages, a say in profit-sharing decisions, beefed-up staffing, better health care benefits, and work-life balance. Iowa City Federation of Labor President Jennifer Shearer says the workers also have a safety concern being located downtown.
There were active shooter alerts downtown, and they've been told by management in the past that they're not allowed to lock the door during those active shooter alerts.
The employees have also expressed concern over sanitation problems in their store. Employees of the Iowa City Englert Theater also unionized this year and agreed on a contract that went into effect in June. A recent Gallup poll shows 67% of Americans support labor unions, a move that has gained momentum across the country among companies big and small. I'm Mark Moran.
The Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, has claimed the company hasn't broken labor laws and is willing to bargain with workers who have voted to unionize. Now from the Associated Press, the Biden administration announced they waived 26 federal laws in South Texas that to allow border wall construction on Wednesday, marking the administration's first use of sweeping executive power to pave the way for building more border barriers, a tactic that was often used during the Trump administration. And our Denver Fan Fleet reports the latest report on the Nebraska correctional system shows a decrease in the use of restrictive housing.
The Office of Inspector General of Correctional Services has tracked this and other prison practices since it was created in 2015 to oversee the state's correctional system. The use of restricting a prisoner's contact with others peaked at 423 in 2018 and has dropped most years since then to 216 people in August. ACLU of Nebraska Policy Director Scout Richters says, although the progress deserves recognition, it isn't enough, especially when the isolation is for long periods of time.
Across the globe, there's a consensus that prolonged solitary confinement is torture, that it's inhumane, that it greatly exacerbates mental health issues and self-harm attempts.
The OIG report shows the number of people in restrictive arrangements for over 6 months declined from 185 5 years ago to 42 this year. In August, Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers blocked the OIG from accessing prison records.
This is Public News Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.